Father, our Lord and our King, we acknowledge your presence among us this very morning. We want to listen to your word, take control, fill us from your Holy Spirit. We pray, we believe, in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Shall we sit, please? Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a morning, a day that the Lord has made to rejoice in it. This first Sunday of September, we are starting a series of teaching about walking with God. And that is from the book of Joshua. I'm starting this series today, but I will focus on the very first chapter of this book. And our topic is be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Next Sunday, we'll be following the same book of Joshua, and we will close this month with the same book. We are going to learn how God works with his people in Israel, and we believe it will be probably the same in our context. I would like to underline that our spiritual life is like a journey. Yes, it's like a journey. We are moving from the earth to heaven. It's like a journey where we are moving from the desert to Lebanon, from Egypt to Cana. Our spiritual life is also like steps, or let me call seasons. We have to come from a step to another step, from a step where we are single to a step where we are married, from a step we are pregnant to a step we are giving birth, from a step with diploma to a step where we're going to get job, from unemployment to job, from war to peace, from good health to sickness, from sickness to good health. And some of steps are so stressful and others are rose. And I should say, that is the standard of our life. We have a left hand, we have also a right hand. We have a left foot and we have also a right foot. But in all these steps, or let me call them seasons, God is requesting us to be strong and courageous. And that is our topic for today. Shall we read in Joshua chapter 1 from 1 to 9? Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the river Jordan into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river to Euphrates, or the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I saw to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That is the word of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as I said before, our life is like seasons. Our life is like a series of steps. We have to move from a step to another step. We have to move from a season to another season. I don't know in which season you are now. I don't know. Perhaps you are in a season where you are in good health. But make sure there is coming another season for sickness. I don't know in which season you are. Perhaps you are in trial. But there is coming a season for peace. Whatever the season you are crossing, make sure the Lord will change this season to another one, perhaps which is very rose for you or very stressful for you. The text we are reading, it's about Moses Israelites under Moses' leadership. They were moving from Egypt to the promised land, and they was not crossed the river of Jordan. Then Moses died. The leader died before the people reaching the target of the promised land. It was a big challenge. It was big stressful. It was big event of disappointment. Though people should be disappointed, but God still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's where the Lord, because he can change seasons, but he cannot change his promises. He promised to give Israel a new land. Though Moses died, the Lord didn't change his promises. And that's why he's calling Joshua to take now control, because the servant of God, Moses, is dead. And then the Lord give them some guarantees. And we can read these guarantees in verse 3 to 5. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. The Lord have changed the seasons, but he didn't change his promises. I will give you every place where you set foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river to Euphrates, all the Hittites country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Though seasons have changed, promises didn't change. The Lord is promising that he will provide for a land. A land was a big need to Israel. He promised also that he will provide for power, because the Bible says no one will, on verse 5, the Bible says, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. That is to promise it power. He is promising also his presence, that I will be with you all the day of your life. You will not be alone, though Moses is no longer with you. The Lord is also promised support to Israel, because it says, I will never leave you. Our God is unchangeable. Our God is unshakable. though seasons can change in our lives. And that's why he's calling the people to be strong. But what means to be strong? According to our text, to be strong has three definitions. Next slide. Number one, to be strong means to obey the 10 commandments whether you want or not, because it's the only way you will prosper. Amen. That is to be strong. To be strong does not mean to have force. No. It's just to obey, because to be strong is not coming from our own effort. It's coming from God. And then when the people of God used to obey the 10 commandments of God, that is a key of success. Obedience is like an equipment that can help someone to be strong. To be strong in Jesus, to be strong in God, to have power. When you obey to God's commandments, that provides you for power. And then you can be strong and courageous in all seasons of your life, in all steps of your life. And that is what the Lord is promising to his people. We have to be strong in our situation, in our circumstances. The Lord is requesting us to be strong. We can be strong in obedience to the 10 commandments of our God Almighty. What means to be strong and courageous? Number two, is to think about God and his word every minute of every day. And that is Joshua 1 verse 8. To think about God and his word every minute and every day. Yeah. You know, the big problem we have as Christians is that when we are crossing a season or a step, we focus all our eyes on the season and not on God, the creator and provider. This morning, the Bible is advising us to focus not on the event, not in season, but to focus on God's word, on God's promises, because nothing is impossible to our God, the provider of everything. Amen. Please think about God's word. Think about God's promises, not in the season that you are going through. That will help you to be strong. Those people who focus in the word of God, they have power. They have also confidence in God, the creator of heaven and the earth. Number three, how to be strong and courageous is just to fight discouragement, because discouragement comes by remembering that God will be with us wherever we go. Discouragement, it's a big enemy of our faith. And then we should fight discouragement in our lives. That will help us to move from a step to another in our life. Brothers and sisters, these three keys will help us to be strong and courageous in the Lord Almighty, to obey in 10 commandments, to think about the word of God, and also to fight discouragement. These three keys will help us to be strong and to be courageous in the Lord, because we are moving from a step to another step. Whatever steps you are going through, please make sure you are obeying the 10 commandments. Make sure you are thinking about the word of God. Make sure you are fighting discouragement. God bless us. God bless his word. Amen.